The massive turnout for a union rally 2 weeks ago suggests unity on the teacher side, while the board may not be quite as united as Board President Barbara Seals Nevergold cut off board member Larry Quinn when he objected to parts of a union presentation to the meeting, saying there was money and teachers were paid well below suburban schools, leading to less pay over a career and pensions smaller than those of those suburban teachers. Quinn says it ignored teacher costs like retirement health care, which will cost $70 million this year. Rumor says the negotiators met last Friday and meet tomorrow.
Well, it's not over until it's over. The only thing I can tell you is we're all working very hard towards that end, and we're going to meet again on Friday, and hopefully that we will have a contract that everybody can feel that everybody didn't get all they want, but we have something that we can all walk out of there and say, this is something that's good for all of us.
School Superintendent Kreiner Cash has made settling the union contract fight a high priority and agrees progress is being made. The last contract expired 12 years ago. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.